Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us. It's Hope Day coming up at 7 o'clock. Scott Caparo is going to join us, and he's apparently going to sit in on the Billboard Hot 100.
Charts, yeah. That's correct.
Yeah, I guess I had no idea he was such a big... I thought he only liked Barbara Streisand, but turns out he's really into this.
Well, Edson listens to all this stuff, too, so...
So you sent him the charts yesterday, and we're like, do you like these songs?
We just chatted about a bunch of things, and yeah, that was part of one of the conversations we had.
Very nice. So. All right, well, we'll see how that goes at 7 o'clock. Right now, the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Ask Me Anything. We are doing a fun new feature on Fridays called Ask Me Anything, and this week, it's mine turn. Be sure to check out Alice Instagram at 10 a.m. on Friday. It's brought to us by AAA Auto Insurance. With over 100 years of on-the-road auto experience, more at AAA.com.
Next week is mine turn. That's going to be fun.
Good for you.
Oh, no. Better for you, though.
Yeah, I know what Nicole's doing right now.
Yeah, she's changing that to my. I'm watching it on my screen to see if it changes.
Nicole, you are doing a great job.
Fantastic.
You certainly are. We have quite the little team going right here.
I am a big Nicole fan, so
hard not to be. She's a likable girl.
Yep.
Woman.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay, so let's begin with the big news from yesterday. California Governor Gavin Newsom said yesterday, first of all, it's unlikely sports with fans in attendance will return this summer because of the coronavirus pandemic. The prospect of mass gatherings is negligible at best until we get a herd immunity and get a vaccine. Mm. He also listed six things that have to happen before we can get back to anything close to normal. And none of those things, well, some of them are possible in the near term, but the testing thing is not happening anytime soon. We don't have enough. So he really basically was saying, not only are sports canceled, but say goodbye to your concert season as well. Yay!
Yay?
I don't know what to say. I mean, well, are we surprised?
No, I mean, you know, I'm surprised by this whole thing. On some level, I'm like, I can't believe the situation we found ourselves in. On the other hand, I'm actually really psyched that there are people who are working on ways to figure this thing out because God knows, you know, I don't know what to do.
Multiple vaccines are in the works, but it's unlikely that one will be approved any sooner than a year from now. And this herd immunity you keep hearing people talk about, that means so many people have had it and become immune to it that it's a possibility for at least that large number of people to go back to normal life or whatever. Except that now we're hearing some people are catching it a second time, and that would completely eliminate any kind of herd theory.
And so is that, but that's not confirmed or squashed that people can get it a second time. Is that correct?
I see that it's confirmed people have had it a second time, whether or not that's
a continuation of the first time.
Right, exactly. So we don't know. There's too much stuff happening at once for us to know enough about it. I mean,
right.
I was reading about other pandemics or not that things that could have become that, but didn't. SARS, Ebola, you know, these other things. For SARS, for example, they say it just didn't catch as easily as this one does. Mm. And that's the only reason it didn't go from a thing to, you know, a pandemic.
Right.
Is because this thing that we're dealing with now is super contagious.
I'm grateful Ebola didn't make it over here. That is just awful.
Right.
That whole thing. No thanks. Ebola.
And that's another one. I don't think as serious as it was, I don't think it was as easy to catch. I think you had to be in contact with someone.
Right.
To get it. As
well, a lot of people caught it because they laid on people who died of it.
Right. The other thing they're saying is one of the main reasons on top of being super contagious is that people who have coronavirus may not know it for a week or 2 weeks. And so they're out there giving it to people without any symptoms. And that's another reason this thing spread the way it did.
Boy.
We have 600,000, almost 600,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States.
Oh, boy.
The most of any country in the world, at least the ones, as far as we know from reporting, right?
Right, that's the thing.
And there have been over 25,000 confirmed deaths as of yesterday. So this thing is serious and it continues. And our governor basically said, say goodbye to sports and the summer concert season. And let's fingers crossed for 2021.
Oh, my God, please. It's 2020. What a terrible year so far.
So there's that.
All right.
Well, by the way, if you want to see the six things on the list, they're easily looked up. They're just not something that we're going to be able to.
They're on his Instagram, so you can see them there.
Here's some other stories that are kind of fun. A woman was fined for taking her turtle for a walk in Rome.
Her what?
That's right. She was fined. Well, I think she just wanted out of her damn house. They have strict coronavirus confinement rules still enacted, and she wanted out. Italians need a justifiable reason to be out on the street in the middle of this pandemic. They say it's taken 20,000 lives in their country since February, and they do list dogs as a real reason to be out of your house. You got to walk your dog. But the turtle is not on the list. The 60-year-old woman was caught outside her home without a justifiable reason and was handed almost a $500 fine.
Oh, boy.
And the fines are going around here in California and in other states, and it's going on, it looks like, everywhere.
But what does a walk with a turtle even look like? Like, are you really just standing?
It's a nonsense reason to be out of your house, and I don't blame her.
Does it have a leash? Is it like some kind of turtle harness? Like, I'm just trying to picture someone walking their turtle. Is it like one of those little tiny turtles? Or
no,
a big tortoise?
It's a bigger turtle. They actually say it's a pizza-sized turtle. Turtles
get big. Size.
They live forever. They get big, and they're also sneaky. My brother had one. That would be found. The thing would get away. 2 weeks would pass. They'd put signs up, and eventually, six houses down, the turtle would be found. So it's just one of those things. Turtles, yes, they can move.
Oh, is this the lady with the turtle?
No, it does this is just how it looks if you're walking your turtle. That's all.
Oh, this one has, like, they've taken a dog collar and just put it around sort of the belly of the shell.
Right. No, they're sneaky, though. They do get away, and they will be gone until someone notices there's a turtle in their yard.
Aren't you like, thank God that turtle's gone?
I don't know.
It was like the slowest walk ever. Walked down to the end of the driveway and back, and it took an hour.
This is another one of those stories. I looked it up and just thought, oh, boy, there's a woman. There's so many different scenarios going on right now in homes all around the world as people are being sheltered in place. We saw Bruce Willis is with his ex-wife.
And their three kids.
And their older kids. And his wife with young kids is saying hi via Instagram.
Yeah. Weird.
It's what do we know, right?
Well, we know nothing, Jon Snow.
Right. There's a family... My family is house sharing. This is a letter that was written to one of the advice columns. My family is house sharing with my husband's brother during the pandemic. We have a mutual attraction that might go too far.
Uh-oh.
Right. Because of the coronavirus, I'm staying at my late mother's home with my husband, his brother, and wife, and our young children. This seemed like a good idea so we could share chores and childcare. The two of us are still working from home full time, but the situation has become uncomfortable for me because I'm extremely attracted to my brother-in-law. I'd hoped this feeling would die down, but it's gotten worse over the time we've been stuck in the house, and I've become aware he seems to be into me too.
Uh-oh.
And then it goes on and on. What do you do about that? You got to break.
You break quarantine.
Yeah, you got to, right?
You get the hell out of there. This is not just a problem for now where you're living in the house with your brother. This is, can you imagine if she actually does bone this guy? And now they're all still living in this place and quarantined. Like, this is murder. This is, and justifiably so.
I don't know. I mean, the advice columnist said that you need to set really good boundaries and avoid being alone and try working on your sex life with your husband.
Yeah, how about that?
Since clearly that's not going well.
Oh, my God.
You know, what I really like about this, and I've had people who've spoken with me, not on so much an advice situation, but just as in a friendly way, but you can tell they're trying to get a green light for something they want to do that they know is wrong. You know what I mean?
Give me an example.
Well, like this lady is writing to the advice columnist, hoping the advice columnist says, you and your brother-in-law should just bone. I mean, it's clear you want to.
Get that out of your system. I mean,
that way. Go ahead. Yeah, of course. I see why you want to do that, and I think you should.
Well, certainly when we get our bad advices on The Secret Show, that people are, if they just read back the letter, they can see how wrong it is.
Right. That's like, all I'm
but
saying.
It takes it's us like, to say no.
So you want me to say it's a good idea for you to bone your husband's brother while you're all trapped in the same house and with your kids, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah. Sounds like a great plan.
Write back and let us know. Okay. Oh yeah, Ashley. Other than my wife, Ashley Madison's right. Crazy people. Have you spent more hours in front of the TV this month than you've spent sleeping?
No. Have you?
I know. Well, no, not at all. I can't get a minute on the TV. I wish I could. Apparently, a full third of our life is dedicated to streaming right now.
Oh,
the
boy.
Average American has watched 8 hours of content a day during the lockdown.
Oh, my God.
Well, what else are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's it. I, you know,
if you don't have kids to completely consume your time, then you're sitting there stuck in the house looking at. I mean, if you have hobbies.
Yeah. If you're alone, that would be the hardest, too, because there's no one even there to judge you. You know,
right.
Nobody even to play a game of backgammon with, you know.
I mean, you have found yourself sort of busy with your mask making and other, you know, hobby projects.
Yeah, I fill my time with that or a nap. So.
But many people find themselves stuck in front of the TV. 3 out of 4 admit they're streaming more content than normal right now. That's to be expected. 8 hours, I'm surprised by. 65% of parents are... this is another one. 65% of parents are letting their kids watch more movies and TV shows than usual. Yeah, because they're trying to work and the kid's there the whole time.
It's impossible to entertain a kid for a 16-hour day. Forget it.
You know what the heart... Like, okay.
Oh, tell us.
I'm new to the parenting thing, but the thing that really... under my skin is you could do 20 things for that kid. Over and over, the next thing. What else do you want? What's next? What's next? And then when you finally say, you know what? No. How about you go to your room and play for a minute? Then you're grumpy dad. What?
Yeah.
I'm grumpy because I don't want to do the 21st thing on your list of stuff to do today?
Well, you know, look there. The expectation is that you'll do whatever they want. So when you don't, you know, that's the thing they remember. Not the tea parties and the dress up and the TikTok videos or whatever the hell you people are doing.
A lot of people are also not necessarily looking for fresh content. They say half of people are frequently rewatching shows they've already seen instead of starting something new.
Yeah, that's, you know, we've been talking because, of course, you know, we're all there and there's the one TV. So I just keep bringing up all these shows I love that I know one person hasn't seen anyway.
at night, I'm often putting on a show I've already seen just because I'm only going to get 30 minutes.
Right.
So I don't really have time to get into something new. So I've watched the Mission Impossibles over again. I've watched the Harry Potters over again in 30-minute increments.
Because you only get a little bit of time.
And then I just go, all right, I'm going.
You don't have to think. You don't have to make a decision. That's the thing. Man, I'm telling you, it's my biggest beef about all the choices we have. No one can freaking make a decision. You got to find something everyone agrees on? Oy.
Half of us have binged watched an entire TV series in less than 48 hours, thanks to our lockdowns.
Yeah, I haven't done that. Are you done with Ozark yet?
No, I have 3 episodes left, and I will watch that this weekend with, I mean, fingers crossed, if we can get people to sleep, I will stay up late to finish that, because I'm what I really want to do is watch it today.
Yeah.
Right after the show at 10 o'clock.
So you're watching it with your wife?
Yeah.
It's so good, Vinny. Oh, my God. I know. I can't wait to talk to you about it.
I absolutely love it. I mean, I think the acting is excellent.
Oh.
Yeah. What's her name? Laura Linney?
Yeah. The guy who plays her brother is just outstanding. Like,
Does he take over the last 3 episodes?
He takes over 2 of them.
Uh-oh.
What does that
mean? Dun, dun.
Just keep watching.
Okay, well, don't worry. I will. I'm really into it. All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. Text us. I mean, we'd love to hear from you guys. So whatever you got, whatever you're going through, send it to us. We'd love to hear it.
Definitely.
Me and my family are streaming all 22 Marvel movies.
Oh, that's a fun thing. You did that.
I did that. It's excellent. Yeah. It's so much better if you can do them in the order. Then you don't find yourself with 6 months in between and starting a new character and going, what the heck?
How does this dude,
Doctor Strange, fit into any of this, you know?
Right. Yeah.
We're almost finished. We're at 18. Love y'all. 18.
Well, don't rush, because what are you going to do after that? You still got another month of this, at least.
Sarah, year 2020 is a very terrible year. According to the Chinese calendar, it is the year of the rat. Yes, rat-infested bleeping year, 2020.
Year of rat.
If you can get coronavirus a second time, then how will they develop a vaccine? That's the whole point of vaccines. They give you a small dose of the virus so your body can fight off and develop immunity.
They'd have to come up with a cure.
Yeah, well, I'd love to answer that. I have no idea.
We're not in charge of that part.
They don't have the good answers that you want. I've heard everything. You know, where did this come from? From a wet market in China. Okay, from what? Well, maybe someone ate a bat. Yeah. Or what is the name of that other thing?
Pangolin.
Pangolin, yeah. Oh, they're eating these animals, and these animals got somebody sick, and that's what. And then you hear someone else say, "No, that's not it." So, okay, then what is it? There's so much not known. So I don't know how to answer that, but that's why we're stuck in the house.
It's crazy, crazy times.
I'm so upset about the concerts. Says 510. No bottle rock. No My Chemical Romance. No anything. Ugh.
I know. Did they make a... I don't think they've made an official thing on Outside Lands, have they?
Not yet.
No. No, they haven't. But I think Gavin, yesterday, as politely as possible, gave us a little tip as to what's to come, which is nothing. Mm. This person just said it.
Nothing.
No anything. So... I'm out of time. Okay, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Hold on, let me grab my thing. First of all, Scott Capurro and the Hot 100. And if we get to it, I got some delays, some stats on some of these big Pixar movies, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.